1420 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The Environmental Protection Agency is now overseeing waste removal operations in East Palestine, Ohio, nearly a month after an overloaded train derailed and spilled tons of toxic chemicals. Regional EPA Administrator Linda Shore.
We have identified EPA-certified facilities that will be able to accept at least some of these wastes, meaning that the railroad will be able to restart shipments tomorrow.
The state says truckloads of waste have already been delivered to licensed disposal facilities in Michigan and Texas. The U.S. is now watching China and warning it not to help Russia in Ukraine.
CIA Director William Burns tells CBS has faced the nation. It's an open question as to whether China will provide lethal aid to help Russia.
We're confident that the Chinese leadership is considering the provision of lethal equipment.
On ABC, Texas Republican Representative Michael McCaul said he supports increased U.S. military aid for Ukraine.
I know the administration says as long as it takes. I think with the right weapons, it shouldn't take so long.
McCaul also said it is unfortunate that the Biden administration has been holding off on sending F-16 fighter jets. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Hundreds of thousands of people still don't have power following a major ice storm in Michigan. WWJ's Greg Bowman is there.
230,000 homes and businesses in Metro Detroit were still in the dark, many for the third day in a row. A DTE spokesperson tells WWJ some homeowners won't see their lights back on till Tuesday. Nearly 4,000 crews are working on restoration efforts right now.
More heavy snow is expected in the Midwest tomorrow. Severe thunderstorms are threatening the South. Victims' relatives and survivors remembered the deadly bombing at the World Trade Center in New York back in 1993 today that seemingly foreshadowed 9/11. New York Senator Chuck Schumer.
Just like the memory of the six people who were tragically killed 30 years ago, the unique spirit of New York lives on stronger than ever.
That explosion happened in an underground parking garage, killing those six people. More than 1,000 were hurt. More than 6 months after her death, Australian singer and actress Olivia Newton-John has been laid to rest in Melbourne. Her daughter, Chloe.
She was my safe space, my guide, my biggest fan, and the earth beneath my feet. I know she's here, standing beside me and within me.
Newton-John died at 73 years old after a long battle with breast cancer. She was best known for her roles in Grease and Xanadu. This is CBS News.
Find tools for the job site or your own backyard at over 10,000 authorized local Steel dealers. Find yours at steelusa.com, STIHLUSA.com.
I'm Martin Hoke, the inventor of Navage Nasal Care, and I love Navage. I've told you about how your nose is the body's air filter, that Navage's powered suction will help flush out allergens, viruses, mucus, and germs, and that Navage will help you breathe better. But what do other people say about Navage? Like Tara, quote, "My doctor wanted me to do saline rinses for my allergies, but I've never been able to successfully use a neti pot. Navage uses suction power, so it's foolproof. There are nights when I'll have particularly bothersome allergies. I'll bust it out, and the results are immediate. It's such a relief. It's become a lifesaver." Unquote. She's one of over 100,000 online reviews praising Navage, the all-natural solution trusted by over 3 million people to help you breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and stay healthier without drugs. Navage is available at Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, Target, Rite Aid, and online. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, clean nose, healthy life.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm warning begins at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning and continues until 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. Cloudy tonight with a low of 22. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 35 tomorrow, a mixture of precipitation likely. 23 tomorrow night, chance of snow. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night with another dusting Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
We'll be right back. has worn a sad pun that reflects a sadder mess. I'll repeat it for those who may not have already guessed. The world's a dress, a place that's worn a sad pun that reflects a sadder mess. I'll say it one more time for those who may not have already guessed. The world's a dress.
To her door, everything seemed right. But to my surprise, as I opened the door, I couldn't tell the front from the back, 'cause she was wearing a cigarette. Started in doing the stroll. I told her I wanted to stop, but she wanted rock and roll. I told her 40 times and it really was a crime. I was talking to the back of her head. No show me, please. Not for me, please. Well, you can take back your sack, leave it hanging on the rack, and bring the sweater back. Baby in this tent, he must have been a woman hater. I keep wondering where the metal went. So won't you change the fat, have pity on me, please. Put her back in her dungarees. No chemise, please. Not for me, please. Well, you can take back the sack, leave it hanging on the rack, and bring the sweater back.
Welcome back to Seth Faces the Music, everyone. We had three songs there about dresses. We started off with The Hollies and A Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress. That was followed by They Might Be Giants and The World's a Dress. Yes, that is a pun, and they talk about it in the song. And finally, a song bemoaning a fashion trend that was going on in the late 1950s. No chemise, please, about the sack dress and how shapeless it was. Was not flattering to the female form. So in that song we just heard, he talks about bringing back the sweater. Well, let's do that right now. Let's turn to a band still going strong, led by Rivers Cuomo, a song that made them pretty famous back in the mid-90s. Here's Weezer with Undone, the sweater song.
Yeah. Aquabats with an exclamation point. From their record, The Fury of the Aquabats, The Red Sweater, their biggest claim to fame, other than being a ska band at the ska craze in the late 90s, was that their drummer went on to become a part of Blink-182. Don't care about that, but I like the Aquabats. Coming up next on Seth Faces the Music, we're going to stay in the chesticological region and look at some shirts. Other things that you can wear around your chest, including a great song by a young Scottish artist named Declan McManus, who changed his name, sort of better. Doesn't matter, he's had a lot of great music throughout his career. So stick with me here on WFHR.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swollen. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
There's a smart young woman on a light blue screen who comes into my house every night. She takes all the red, yellow, orange, and green, and she turns them into black and white. But you tease, you flirt, and you shine all the buttons on your green shirt. You can please yourself, but somebody's gonna get it. Better cut off all identifying labels before they put you on the torture table. Cause somewhere in the Quisling clinic there's a shorthand type is taking seconds over minutes. She's listening into the Venus line. She's picking out names. I hope none of them are mine. But you tease, you flirt, and you shine all the buttons on your green shirt. You can please yourself, but somebody's gonna get it. Never said it was a stool pitch. I never said it was a diplomat. Everybody is under suspicion, but you don't wanna hear about that. Cause you tease, you flirt, and you shine all the buttons on your green shirt. You can please yourself, but somebody's gonna get it. Better send a begging letter to the big investigation. Who put these fingerprints on my imagination? You tease, you flirt, shine all the buttons on your green shirt. You can please yourself, but somebody's gonna get it. You can please yourself, but somebody's gonna get it. You can please yourself, but somebody's gonna get it.
You
And that was The Charlatans with White Shirt. And before that, we opened up this set with Elvis Costello and The Attractions with Green Shirt. So now you got your basic outfit on, you're ready to go outdoors. Let's take a look out there. Looks like it might rain. Well, in that case, we'll go with Mr. Leonard Cohen. And one of the great things about Leonard Cohen is his songs are universal and people love to sing them. So here's Tori Amos with her version of Famous Blue Raincoat.
Woman is free. Well,
And that was The Smiths featuring Morrissey and Johnny Marr. And they're getting ready to go outside too with Hand in Glove. Not quite ready to step outdoors. One more accessory I think that we need on the top of your head. And we'll be looking at that when we come back here to Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. Stay tuned.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I lived alone and was having problems with my landlord. He's a creep. One night I'm watching TV and I hear my landlord letting himself in. Hey, get out. You can't keep coming in.
I'm just here to fix your fridge and spend some time together.
Get out. I'm reporting you.
Don't make a federal case of it.
A federal case? Sexual harassment in housing is against federal law. If you are harassed, file a complaint with HUD. Go to hud.gov/fairhousing. If you fear for your safety, call 911. Fair housing. The law is on your side. A message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
some good tea too. Just a hat full of rain.
That was A Hat Full of Rain by Delamitri, a group that had a number of hits over the years. And before that, we started this set with Joe Cocker and You Can Leave Your Hat On, a very tongue-in-cheek song originally written by Randy Newman. All right, so now you seem to be set and ready to go, but oh, look, those shoes just don't go with the outfit. I think it's time to pull out a nice new pair of boots. Yeah, let's take those out. Put them on, just as Bob Dylan talks about in Boots of Spanish Leather.
Oh, I'm sailing away, my own true love. I'm sailing away in the morning. Is it something I can send you from across the sea? From the place that I'll be landing. No, there's nothing you can send me, my own true love. There's nothing I'm wishing to be owning, just to carry yourself back to me unspoiled. From across that lonesome ocean, ah, but I just thought you might want something fine, made of silver or of golden, either from the mountains of Madrid or from the coast of Barcelona. But if I had the stars of the darkest night and the diamonds from the deepest ocean, I'd forsake them all for your sweet kiss. For that's all I'm wishing to be owning. But I might be gone a long old time, and it's only that I'm asking, is there something I can send you to remember me by, to make your time more easy passing? Oh, how can you ask me again? It only brings me sorrow, this same thing I would want today, I would want again tomorrow. Oh, I got a letter on a lonesome day. It was from her ship, it's sailing, saying I don't know when I'll be coming back again. It depends on how I'm feeling. If you, my love, must think that way, I'm sure your mind is a roaming. I'm sure your thoughts are not with me, but with the country to where you're going. So take heed of the western winds. Take heed of the stormy weather. And yes, there's something you can send back to me. Spanish boots are Spanish leather.
All over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing, and you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Start walking.
Thank you very much, Nancy, for giving us the go-ahead to keep walking. And we're going to walk right out of here. We're dressed. We're ready to go, everyone. Thanks so much for joining me today on Seth Faces the Music. We'll see you again next week when we'll have a new theme, a lot more songs, and a lot more fun. Don't want to miss it, everybody. We'll see you then. And don't miss Director's Cut coming up next. Bye-bye.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
I'm a wife and the mother of two kids. And when I get to work in the precinct house and put on my uniform, I can tell you, as a police officer, we're building partnerships. This should be happening everywhere, so the police should be reaching out to
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.